Conversations with Joan Lewis.
Joan, it's been a big week this week.
Lots of different events and announcements and ambassadors presenting their credentials and the Holy Father's concern for different parts of the world, which we always hear or frequently hear at the Angelus time or at the end of the weekly general audience. And to kind of go in chronological order, I think we could probably go back to last Sunday's Angelus, where he talked about two things, St. Martin of Tours, because, of course, it was his feast day. And he also talked about his concern for the situation in Lebanon. There were supposed to have been elections that day, November 12th, for a new president. Well, the parliament a day earlier, Saturday, decided that they would have the presidential elections on the 21st because they're trying to get the candidates list all settled down and everything else. But, I mean, it's a situation where if it erupted and just did not go well at all, it could just be a huge, hugely bad political situation for the country, and the Pope certainly recognized that. And he said the Lebanese National Assembly will shortly be called to elect a new head of state. As is clear from the many initiatives undertaken over these recent days, it's a crucial moment upon which the very survival of Lebanon and its institutions depend. So, I mean, how much more worried can you get than that? And he said, I share the concerns expressed by Cardinal Sveyer, of course, the Maronite patriarch, and he hopes that all of Lebanon will recognize themselves in the new president. So the Vatican, obviously, they watch situations all over the world. And
oh, yes, and they're well up to date with everything that's happening.
And they don't even have to be, exactly, they don't even have to be situations which, you know, touch the front page of papers. They may touch the front page of the Osservatore Romano, but they're situations all over the world that are uppermost in the Vatican's mind. And another interesting meeting, if you will, occurred on Monday when the Pope received the credentials of the new ambassador from Indonesia to the Holy See. And his name, if I'm doing it correctly, is Suprapto Marto Simoto. And interestingly enough, we in radio have to pay a great deal of attention to names, and some are all over the place, the presidents of Germany and U.S. and France. You don't have to worry about them. We know how to say them. But then a name comes along and you go, oh, good grief, I've got to go on the air and I've got to say it correctly. And I discovered absolutely this great website. I don't remember whose name I wanted to pronounce one day, but there was just no way I was going to get through it phonetically or any other way. And there's the Voice of America has a huge site up. And you can choose, you can put the person's name in if you know it precisely, then you go to the country, and then they actually have an alphabetical listing of names from every single country on the earth. And then, so you click on so-and-so's name, and then you see the name, you see the phonetic pronunciation, and the really fun part is you can click on the little icon for listen. You turn
that's
on your.
That's useful.
Oh, it's wonderful. So you click on the little icon for listen, and then you hear the name said. So you have Suprapto Marto Simoto. My understanding on this particular website is that they give the pronunciation and of course, the phonetic spelling of it based on how that person in his country would say his
which
name.
Which is important.
Which is obviously the wisest thing to do. So, anyway, interestingly enough, in this meeting with the new ambassador, of course, the Pope had praised Indonesia. And the Indonesian press gave this a lot of coverage. He praised Indonesia for its commitment to pursue policies aimed at advancing the goals of democracy and social harmony enshrined in the Constitution. And he said, actually, one of the greatest threats today to this desire of yours, this cherished ideal of national unity, is the phenomenon of international terrorism. And he praised the Indonesian government's position of condemning terrorist violence as a criminal offense. Then, of course, he highlighted the fact that it's just wrong when the holy name of God is invoked as a justification for such acts. Now, I kind of did a little bit of research on Indonesia, and I wanted to give some background material. I had absolutely no idea. I was floored. There's 217 million people in Indonesia. There's hundreds or thousands of islands, I believe, that compose the nation. But there are 6.5 million Catholics.
Which is a huge number.
And Indonesia is a very large, I believe it's the largest Muslim population in the entire world. the most densely populated Muslim population nation in the world. So an interesting development there. And other things this week. Wow, it's been a week full of, well, how can we not say Monday, the news we just talked about, Indonesia was Monday and also Monday, but in the United States, the announcement was made that the Pope will visit the United States in April. I already knew the dates. I knew they were set. And I believe that when Archbishop Sambi announced this at the meeting of the United States Catholic Bishops, there was still room, is my understanding, for the itinerary to be set into stone. I don't think. He did mention New York, of course. He mentioned where the UN is and the Pope speaking at the UN. And he did mention Washington, but my understanding is that there's room for some work on the Pope's schedule. No definitive word, of course, came out from the Vatican on a specific schedule. And then the other trip announced this week for Benedict in 2008, of course, is to Lourdes. He will be going to Lourdes, though that date has not been set. We know the U.S. trip is April 15th to 20th. But the Lourdes trip, the date has not been set, and I loved it when at the press conference, I think it was on Tuesday, the Bishop of Lourdes, Tarbes and Lourdes, was in town at the press conference and presided at it. And he said he'd been asked before the press conference by a journalist if the Pope, would he come on a significant date? And the bishop replied to this person that the day that the Pope comes
is a significant
day. Yes. And of course, what the journalist meant was, is the Pope going to come on a specific Marian feast or the Annunciation?
Well, it's not been fixed yet.
So we don't know that. But it actually was a very interesting press conference on Lourdes. And we all got a wonderful folder with so much information in it. And I think I'd like to do just a monthly piece leading up to these 150th Jubilee celebrations, because there's so many things to look at, not just the apparitions and the life of Bernadette,
Lourdes has so many special stories, and I myself have met by accident a little girl who was one of the miracles of Lourdes. She actually had cancer, and I was working in our own retreat centre at the time in the south of England. And we just had one group go out, and the next group was coming in, and they were a reunion of about 150 people who'd been on the Lourdes pilgrimage the previous year. And because a group had just come out, I was taking down sheets and towels and things like that to put them in the washing machine. And two little girls came running up the stairs towards me, and one of them, I noticed she was from Asia. She was so oblivious to everything except getting ahead of her friend that she nearly ran into me, and I just managed to sidestep and nearly got butted in the stomach by her head. And I went down to the laundry, put everything in the washing machine, came back, and one of my community said, "Well, did you see the miracle child?" So I said, "What miracle child?" "Oh," she said, "there's a little girl in the group who was actually dying of cancer that was localized in her hip, and the whole family was Buddhist. She was in so much pain that none of the painkillers were touching the pain at all. She had about 6 months."
So the family maximum. Decided to bring her to Lourdes?
No. The mother, in desperation one afternoon, went down the road to talk to somebody who she knew was a nurse. And this nurse happened to be a Catholic. And she asked the nurse if there was anything she could do for this little girl. And the nurse gave her a bottle of water. And told her to rub it into the hip and to say a certain prayer. Well, of course, the woman, she was so desperate she'd do anything. She knew nothing about Catholicism. The cancer totally regressed. The hip completely regenerated. The whole family became Catholic, as a matter of fact, and they'd gone to Lourdes to say Thanksgiving. Yes. But I spent that whole weekend watching this little girl, and she didn't even have a limp. You wouldn't have known that she had ever been sick for a minute in her life, and yet she'd been dying. And I tell you, that was when I learned that God gives miracles for other people's faith.
Oh, I think, indeed, and I mean, if we were to look at the registry of miracles, how many have been proclaimed, recognized as such by the church? It is a different number than those of people who know they've gone there and been healed. And there's also...
this little girl had been declared a miracle by the church.
Oh, she had. Oh, because yeah. I know when we were there this summer, she told, we were told that there are many miracles that do go down in a registry somewhere in Lourdes and at other doctor's offices, but maybe the church doesn't pronounce itself. And then the Lourdes talks mostly about physical healing simply because that can be examined by a doctor. Mm. The results can actually be seen, like you're telling the story of the little girl. Whereas there are many other people that claim emotional and other types of healing.
You know,
so
I think that everybody who goes to Lourdes experiences a miracle. And to me, the miracle is that no matter what your concerns are, you end up praying for somebody else. You see somebody who is in even
sure.
greater need than you are, and you end up praying.
You're selflessly. Physically in good health, and then you kneel there and think of the people that you know, love, or related
to,
et
cetera. And you pray for other
people instead. Sure. You know, in the press conference, there's just, obviously we can't do it in one show, we couldn't do it in 10 shows. There's so much to say about Lourdes. But I'll tell you what floored me as I was going through the information. And as the bishop was talking about the various aspects, the special days that they're going to have, there is a thing called the way, if you will, the way of the Jubilee. And it's a path for spots that you visit where, for example, Bernadette was baptized, and then the house, almost a hovel that they lived in, a very, very poor family. Then the grotto, and the last point on this of these four places to visit is the chapel of the hospice where she made her first communion. And what floored me was she made her first communion a little over, maybe 5 to 6 weeks before the Virgin's last appearance. Her first communion was June 3rd, and she was 14. So her first communion was June 3rd, 1858, and her the last appearance by the Virgin was a little over a month later. It was July 16th, the Feast of Our Lady of Carmel. So there's many astonishing things to find out about it. What's always scary about a Jubilee, and I've had people tell me this about the Jubilee in Rome in 2000, you know, was, oh, they fear massive numbers of people, and they don't want to be in with massive numbers of people. But heck, we went this summer, and there were massive numbers of people, and you do it, and it's hot, and it's whatever it is. And
yes, but Lourdes is used to catering for huge numbers.
Sure, sure.
It's been doing it for 150 years.
Lourdes, Fatima, Guadalupe, and so forth. So
on that note,
I think we have to close. Our time just runs away from us, but the listeners can tell from, we've just touched the surface of an awful lot of the news. We always try and give you just the most important events, and hopefully we've done that again this week as well.
I'm always happy to give the last word to Our Lady.
Exactly.